The burden in my heart in this morning is from book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1 and 2.
今天早上我心里的负担是从以赛亚书第43章第一节和第二节。
And these two verses were mentioned in a recent winter retreat.
这两节圣经在最近的冬令会有提到。
By the way, if you have not heard these messages, and they are online right now.
若是你还没有听这些信息的话，请你们到网上去听。
I encourage all of you to listen to these messages.
我鼓励大家都听都聆听这些信息。
And Isaiah 43. Have left a very deep impression on myself.
以赛亚书43章的话，在我心中留下非常深刻的印象。
Therefore, I like to fellowship further using these two verses.
因此，我愿意用这两节圣经有更多的交通。
Let's turn our Bible to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1.
让我们翻到以赛亚书第43章第一节。
But now, thus says the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, You will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you.
第43章第一节，雅各啊，创造你的耶和华，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说：你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。你从水中经过，我必与你同在；你趟过江河，水必不漫过你；你从火中行过，并必不被烧。
I also want to use two references in Revelation chapter 21.
我也愿意读启示录第21章两节圣经。
Verse 18.
第18节。
Please pay attention to the materials used in the city.
请你注意在这个城里面所用的建筑的材料。
In verse 18, the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass.
第18节,墙是碧玉造的,城是晶晶的,如同明亮的玻璃。
Verse 21.
第21节,
And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass.
12个门是12颗珍珠，每门是1颗珍珠。城内的街道是晶晶，好像明透的玻璃。
As we can see, the entire city was built with three materials.
所以我们可以看见，这整座城是用三个材料来建造的。
Gold. Precious stones and pearls.
就是金金, 宝石和珍珠。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you for giving us this precious time to gather before you.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这个宝贵的时间，能够在你的面前聚集。
Lord, we want to treasure this precious moment.
我们愿意宝贵这样的这个时刻。
Because you promise. That you will be with us.
因为你应许我们，你必与我们同在。
I pray that as we continue the fellowship, that you become that light in our heart.
当我们继续这样子交通的时候，你就成为那光。
And shine brighter and brighter as we go along.
当我们越往前走的时候，就如明灯照耀，越来越明亮。
So that we can yield our flickering torch. To you.
那我们能够把我们将残的灯让在你的手中。
Or we can rest the weary soul in your presence.
我们能够把我们疲倦的心灵安息在你的同在之中。
We pray therefore as we fellowship upon your words, then Holy Spirit will give that anointing for every one of us.
当我们在这边一起交通你的话语的时候，愿意圣灵的膏油膏我们每一个人。
So we can enter in the meaning of your words.
叫我们能够进入到你话语的意义里。
We pray for every one of us here.
我们为着每一个在座的人祷告。
And we want to commit our time to you.
我们也愿意把这个时间交在你的手中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
The verses in the book of Isaiah was a very beautiful verse.
在以赛亚的这段圣经是一个非常美丽的经节。
It's not so much on doctrines.
并不是道教义。
It's about a feeling.
乃是一个感觉。
It is the word our Lord said to Jacob.
这个是主耶和华对雅各所说的话。
And you can see that through this word, there is a deep affections toward Jacob.
当你读这段圣经的时候，你可以看见那里面有非常深的情谊向着雅各。
And these two verses.There are three words. They are most precious.
在这两节圣经里面有三个字是非常重要的。
Do you know,
是非常宝贵的。
Can you guess what these three words?
你能够猜想是哪三个字吗？
The most precious three words is you are mine.
最宝贵的三个字就是你属我。
These three words...was said to Jacob by our Lord.
这三个字是我们主耶和华神对雅各所说的。
And these three words are also said to all of us this morning.
这也是主今天早上对我们每一个人所说的。
Lord is speaking to us and said, You are mine.
主今天早上对我们说你属我。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属于主的。
This is a fact.
这是一个事实。
We cannot change this fact.
我们不能够改变这个事实。
We will never get out of this fact.
我们也不能从这个事实里面离开。
We belong to the Lord.
我们是属于主的。
Oftentimes that our mind are thinking the other way.
许多的时候我们所思想的是另外一面。
Where our thinking is the Lord belongs to me.
我们所想的是主属于我。
We very much focus on Lord's belong to me.
我们所注意的乃是主是属于我的。
It is true that the Lord belongs to us.
是的，主是属于我的。
But however, this relationship is a two-way relationship.
但是这个关系是一个双面的关系。
Just like written in the Song of Songs, that my beloved is mine and I am his.
就像在雅各书里面所说的，良人属我，我也属他。
And this relationship can only be fully developed.If it is a two-way relationship,
这个关系只有当它是双面的关系的时候，才能够被得到完全的发展。
We often neglect the other side.
我们常常忽略了另外一面。
We neglect the side that we belong to Him.
我们忽略的一面就是我们是属于主的。
We often struggle.In our effort to hold on to this relationship,
我们常常想尽办法来抓住这个关系。
We often rededicate ourselves, especially in the beginning of the new year, to commit ourselves to devotions.
我们特别是在一年开始的时候，在一月，我们常常愿意把我们自己再一次的交托给主。
I believe many of us.You know, in the beginning of this year, then we recommit ourselves to our devotions.
我相信我们许多的人在一年开始的时候，我们愿意 再一次把自己交在主的手里，有灵修的生活。
How many of us are starting reading Genesis 1 now?
有多少人是现在开始读创世纪第一章呢？
You know, oftentimes we realize that we have hard time to hold on to our devotions.
但是我们许多的时候却发觉我们是何等的困难，让我们能够抓住这个灵修的时间。
Sometimes we heard the word of the Lord and we commit ourselves to Him.
许多的时候我们听见了主的话语，我们就再次把自己交托于主。
But we realize that we seem to have a hard time to hold on to our commitments.
但是我们却常常发现我们没有办法抓住我们自己的交托。
Sometimes we are urged by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that inside of us.
有些的时候是在我们里面的圣灵在那边催促我们。
To live a life for the Lord.
要为着主而活。
And, but we often feel that it is us trying to hold on to Him.
但是许多的时候我们觉得是我们自己来抓住主。
But in reality,
但是事实上
it is the Lord who holds on to us.
乃是主抓住了我
们。And will not let us go.
他不肯放过我们。
We have very little strength to hold on to the Lord.
我们没有能力来抓住主。
By His grace and mercy,He holds on to us.
但是因着他的恩典和怜悯，他抓住了我们。
It is true that one day in our life that we chose our Lord Jesus.
是的，有一天我们选择了主耶稣。
But if you go on with him for some times,
但是你若是一直与他往前行的时候，
then you will realize it is the Lord who has first chosen us.
你就会发现乃是主先来拣选了我们。
Like in 1 Peter chapter 2,
就像在彼得前书第二章说的。
Verse 9 said, But you are a chosen race.
他说你是被拣选的族类。
Every one of us was chosen by God.
我们每一个人都是被神所拣选的。
We are a people of God's possessions.
我们是属神的子民。
In other words, we are His.
这另外换句话说，我们是属于他的。
Now, this is such a gospel.
这是一个福音。
So we don't need to try to hold on to the relationship.
我们不需要紧紧的抓住这个关系。
Because we are his.
因为我们属于他。
He holds on to us.
他抓住了我们。
Therefore we can rest.
因此我们能够安息。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
就像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌一样。
Now we have no strength to hold on to the Lord. Just like our brother George.
我们就像我们乔治弟兄一样，我们没有能力来力量来抓住我们的主。
All we have is a weary soul.
我们所有的不过是疲倦的心灵。
Therefore, he discovered that he need to rest that very soul in him.
因此，他就发现他必须要把他那疲倦的心灵安息在主的里面。
All our effort is just a flickering torch.
我们一切的力量不过就是像将残的灯火一样。
We need to learn to yield that flickering torch to him.
我们必须要把这残灯让在他的手里。
Then verse 1 continue to say, your creator, O Jacob.
第一节就继续说，雅各啊，创造你的耶和华。
God's claim on Jacob is based on a fact that Jacob was created by the Lord.
神能够来得着雅各，是因为雅各是神所创造的。
In the same way, today God's claim on us is based on the fact we are created by God.
神今天能够得着我们，乃是因着我们是被他所造的。
God was dealing with us way before we were converted.
神在我们身上的工作在我们还没有得救之前就开始。
We read in the psalm that for you form my inward parts, you wove me in my mother's womb.
在诗篇里面就说，你是我在我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已覆庇了我。
Before we knew the Lord, then the Lord knew everything about us.
在我们还没有认识神之前，他已经知道了我们。
Not only he knew us, he formed our inner parts.
不仅他知道我们，他是造我们肺腑的神。
He wooed us when we were in our mother's womb.
他在我们还在母腹中的时候，他就已经组成了我们。
God knows everything about us.
神知道我们的每一件事情。
God knows us more than we know ourselves.
神比我们自己更知道自己。
God knew Jacob when Jacob was still in his mother's womb.
当雅各还在他母腹中的时候，神已经知道了他。
Have you ever thought about this?
你有没有想过这件事？
There is one who knows you more than yourself.
有一个人是比你自己更认识你自己。
One of the most amazing verses in the Bible.
在圣经里面有一节非常惊异的圣节
经文。It's in Romans chapter 9 verse 13.
就是在罗马书第九章第十三节。
Here we find amazing phrase. God said, Jacob, have I loved?
这是一个何等惊异的经文，因为神说雅各是我所爱的。
It was so amazing to read this verses. Jacob, have I loved?
当我们读这节圣经，雅各是我所爱的，是何等的让我们何等的惊异。
None of the people that are around Jacob love Jacob.
在雅各周围的人都不爱他。
Not his uncle.
他的舅父不爱他。
Not his brother.
他的兄弟也不爱他。
Even some of his sons.
甚至他的一些儿子都不爱他。
Because he was a twister.
因为他是一个说谎的人。
He was a supplanter.
因为他是一个篡夺者。
He was a struggler.
因为他是一个争竞的人。
No one likes him.
没有一个人爱他。
But here in the Bible, the Lord said, Jacob, have I loved?
但是在圣经里面，在这里，神说，雅各是我所爱的。
God did not say, Israel, have I loved?
神并没有说以色列。是我所爱的。
It would not be surprising to us if it was Israel, have I loved?
若是神说以色列是我所爱的，这对我们一点也不惊讶。
But the Bible said, Jacob, have I loved?
但是圣经却说雅各是我所爱的。
God loved Jacob as he was.
神爱雅各就是神就是爱雅各。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that God loves you and me? Just as we are.
弟兄姐妹们，你知道神就是照着我们的本相来爱你，爱我吗？
No, if you know everything about me, then you wouldn't love me anymore.
若是你知道我的每一件事情，我想你就不会爱我了。
If I know everything about you, I would not love you anymore.
若是我知道你的每一件事情，我也不会爱你。
Yet God loves us just as we are.
但是神就是照着我们的本相来爱我们。
He knows everything about us, and yet he still loves us.
他知道我们每一件事情，但是他仍然爱我们。
Is this amazing?
这是不是何等惊异的事？
This is marvelous.
这是何等奇妙的事？
To think of that Lord knows everything about you, and yet he still loves you.
你就想想这主知道你每一个细节，但是他仍然爱你。
He loves us because he created us.
他爱我们乃是因为他造我们，他创造了我们。
He loves us because we are his.
他爱我们，因为我们属他的。
I don't know whether you have you been in the labor delivery room before.
我不知道你有没有在过在产房过。
Brothers and husband.Have you seen the first time your baby came out of mother's womb?
有弟兄姐妹们，当你有没有看过当婴孩刚刚从母腹中出来的时候
？Yeah, when the baby first came out, it looks ugly.
当婴儿刚刚从母腹中出来的时候，他们看起来很丑。
You know, just fresh out of womb, there's a lot of wrinkles.
当婴儿刚刚从母腹中出来的时候，有很多的皱纹。
The blood all over.
然后都有很多的血。
is all wet.
然后都是湿的。
It really looks ugly.
看起来真的是非常的丑。
But when you first saw it, you love it.
但是当你第一眼看见，你就爱它。
He or she hasn't done anything to you yet.
他还没有做任何像对你做任何的事情。
He haven't called you daddy yet.
他还没有叫你爸爸。
But you love him or her.
但是你就已经先爱了他。
Because he or she is yours.
因为他是属于你的。
There's no other reason.
这是没有其他的理由。
You don't need any other justification.
你也不需要 有任何的也不需要任何的证明。
You love him or her on the first sight.
你第一眼看见他，你就爱他。
And the love is total, is 100%, is fully.
因为而且这个爱是百分之百的爱，是一个完全的爱。
Because he or she is yours.
因为他是属你的。
This is the same love that God has toward us.
这就是神向着我们的爱。
You know, you don't care the baby is 19 inch or 20.
你也不在乎婴儿那个小婴儿是19寸呢还是20寸。
You won't love him or her a little less if he's 1 inch shorter than your expectations.
你不会因着他比你所想象的短了一点你就不爱他。
You don't care if 8 pounds or 7 pounds 10 ounces.
你也不在乎是八磅呢，还是七磅十盎司
？It does not matter.
那一点都没有关系。
Because he is yours.
因为他是属于你的。
When you stand on the window to look at the nursery in the hospital, you saw a lot of babies.
当你站在那医院的婴儿室的窗外的时候，看见有许多的婴儿在那里。
Actually, many of those babies are prettier than the one you have.
那也许所有的其他的婴儿，也许比你的还漂亮。
But to you, your baby is the prettiest.
但是对你而言，你的婴儿是最美丽的。
It doesn't really matter how pretty the other babies.
不管其他的婴儿有多漂亮。
It's that your baby is the beautiful one.
只有你的是最漂亮的。
Because he or she is yours.
因为他是属你的。
Then God said,
那神又说,
And he who formed you, all Israel,
以色列啊, 造成你的那位,
God not only created Jacob, but also formed Jacob into Israel.
神不仅是创造雅各的, 他更是造成, 把雅各造成以色列的。
Let me tell you that God's forming work is even more marvelous than his creation.
神在我们身上造成的工作比他的创造的工作更奇妙。
If you start understanding his forming work, then you will agree with Isaiah.
你若是开始认识他的那个造成的工作的话，你就会同意以赛亚的话。
Isaiah said this word in chapter 55 verse 9.
以赛亚在54章就这么说。
He said, For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
耶和华他就这么说，我的意念是非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
It's not a little bit higher.
而且不是只有一点点的高。
As high as heaven.Above the earth.
乃是天怎样高过地，照样我的神的道路也是高过我们的道路。
What do you do with a person like Jacob?
你怎么样来对付像雅各这样子的人呢？
Such a twister, such a supplanter, such a struggler.
他是一个这样子说谎的人，他是一个篡夺的人，他也是一个真进的人。
Well, to me, Jacob perhaps could be a mistake.
对我而言，也许雅各是一个错误。
It's like a piece of clay that was spoiled in the hands of the potter.
就好像是一块泥在窑匠的手中做坏了一样。
If I were the potter, I would destroy Jacob and make a new one.
若是我是窑匠的话，我就会把这个完全的摧毁，然后我重新再做一个。
But God's way are much higher.
但是神的道路是何等的高。
God's thought. We're much higher.
神的意念是何等的高。
He has This saw a way to transform this twister, the supplanter, the struggler into Israel.
他的意念和他的道路是何等的高，他能够把这一个说谎的人，这个篡夺的人，这个真进的人变成以色列。
To form this twister into a worshipper.
把这一个说谎的人变成转变成一个敬拜者。
To form the supplanter into a blesser.
把这一个篡夺的人变成一个祝福的人。
To form the struggler into a builder of the house of the Lord.
把这一个真进的一个人变成一个建造神家的人。
For this, God was willing to wait as long as it took.
为此，神就愿意长久等候。
For this, God was willing to pay as much price as He need to pay.
因此，神就愿意付上他要所付的代价。
This was God's way, and God thought.
这是神的道路，这是神的意念。
Brother and sister, this morning I'd like to fellowship with you that you and me are Jacob.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我愿意与你们一起交通，你我就是雅各。
Have you realized by now that you are Jacob?
你到现在有没有看见你自己是雅各呢？
No one likes to be like Jacob.
没有人愿意像雅各。
But I can tell you that every one of us is a Jacob.
但是我要告诉你们，我们每一个人都是雅各。
We are a twister, we are a supplanter, and we are a struggler.
我们是一个说谎的人，我们是一个篡夺的人，我们也是一个真进的人。
Can you imagine that a twister married to a supplanter?
你能不能够想象一个说谎的人跟一个篡夺的人结合
and they want to raise a bunch of strugglers
然后他们要来养育一群的真进的孩子们
yeah, that's the reality in our life
这个就是我们生活的实际
oh, let me pick on Michael
让我来说到 Michael
you know, they just married
他们刚刚结婚
so they don't know this yet
他们还不知道这些。
After a while, they will figure out, you know, which one of them are twister.
他们很快的就会发现，他们其中有一个是一个说谎的人。
And the other one is a supplanter.
另外一个是篡夺的人。
You know, you don't know that yet, but I'm going to tell you that.
他们还不知道，所以我们弟兄先告诉他们。
And we will discover that we are Jacob.
我们很快的就发现，我们就是雅各。
We're twisting in our heart all the time.
我们在我们的心中常常有欺骗的思想。
And we like to supplant. We like to supplant. We like to take the position.
我们愿意拿别人的东西，篡夺别人的东西。
Then we struggle all the time.
然后我们也常常有争竞。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
if you realize the reality, then you will not struggle that much anymore.
你弟兄姐妹们，若是你知道这个事实的话，你就不会再有许多的挣扎。
If you realize that you are a twister and your wife is a supplanter,
若是你知道你是一个欺骗的人，然后你的太太是一个篡夺的
，or the other way around, you are a supplanter and your wife is twister,
或者是你是一个篡夺者，然后你的太太是一个欺骗的人
，then you don't need to struggle anymore.
那你就不必再挣扎了。
Because that's the reality. We are all Jacob.
因为那就是一个实际，我们就是雅各。
Therefore, it's very important to understand that God's love toward us does not based on what we do.
因此，我们必须要看见神对我们的爱，并不是因着我们所做的。
It's based on who we are.
乃是因着我们所是的。
Because we belong to Him.
因为我们属于他。
No, Jacob is really a pretty bad person.
雅各是一个不是太好的人。
No, he was really a struggler.
他实在是一个真进的一个人。
No, he struggled throughout his life.
他一生都在那边真进。
He struggled with his own brothers.
他与他的兄弟真进。
Brother and sister, we are struggling sometimes.
我们有时候也是真进的。
We struggle with our dear brother and sister in God's house.
我们有时候在主的家里面，我们也与我们的弟兄姐妹们有真进。
And Jacob was a supplanter.
雅各是一个篡夺的人。
And he supplanted the birthright all of his brother Esau.
他把他以扫的长子的名分夺取了。
Oh, are we like Jacob sometimes?
我们是不是有时候也像雅各呢？
You know, we like to place our own interests above God's interest.
我们把我们自己的利益放在神的利益之前。
You put your own interests above God's interest, you are a supplanter.
你若是把你自己的利益放在神的利益之前，那么你就是一个篡夺的人。
Jacob was a twister.
雅各是一个说谎的人。
He twists his own father to give him Esau's blessing.
他欺骗了他自己的父亲来得着以扫的祝福。
Oftentimes we come to the Lord.
许多的时候我们来到主面前。
We like Jacob.
我们也像雅各一样。
We treat our Lord as Isaac.
我们也把神当作以撒一样。
We want to twist him to bless what we like to do.
我们愿意，我们欺骗他，要他来祝福我们所想要做的事。
We know what we like.
我们知道我们所想要的什么。
We want to twist our Lord to bless what we like.
我们就想要欺骗神来祝福我们所想要的。
But we thank the Lord, He never gave up on us.
但是我们感谢神，他永远不放过我们。
In a way we would never fully understand.
这是我们没有办法完全的明白的。
He loves us and is determined to form us into Israel.
他爱我们，而且他定义要把我们做成以色列。
How long have God been waiting for us?
神等我们有多久了呢？
How patient and how determined He has been.
我们的神是何等的有耐心。
Maybe sometimes even we ourselves have given up.
许多的时候我们自己都放弃了。
But God never gives up.
但是神永远不放弃我们。
Because we are His.
因为我们是属他的。
Then we go to verse 2.
那我们来读第二节。
Verse 2 said, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you.
你从水中经过，我必与你同在。你趟过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，并不被烧。必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
This is God's way.
这是神的道路。
This is God's thought.
这是神的意念。
This way toward Jacob, and it also is His way toward us.
这是神对雅各的一条道路，这些神对我们的道路。
God had Jacob pass through the waters, the rivers, and the fire.
神让允许雅各经过水，经过河。经过火。
We often do not understand God's ways.
许多的时候我们不明白神的道路。
We don't understand why we have to pass through the waters, the rivers, and the fire.
我们不明白我们为什么需要经过水，需要经过河，需要经过火。
We often resist the waters, resist the river, resist the fire.
我们拒绝水，我们也拒绝江河，我们也拒绝火。
No one welcomes these things.
没有一个人喜欢这些事情。
You know, we really just like to lie down on the green pastures.
我们只想要的就是能够躺卧在青草地上。
And desire to rest beside the quiet waters.
我们就想要在那个在安息在水旁。
And that's our desire and our prayer every day.
这是我们每一天的祷告，也是我们的意愿。
No one pray for the waters, the rivers, the fire.
没有人是为着水、为着江河、为着火来祷告。
And we pray for green pasture and quiet waters.
我们乃是为着青草地跟溪水旁来祷告。
But God's ways are higher than our ways.
但是神的道路是高过我们的道路。
God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
神的意念是高过我们的意念。
Have you ever thought about why do we need to go through waters and rivers and the fire?
你有没有想过我们为什么需要经过水，需要经过江河，需要经过火呢？
Are there any purpose in waters, the rivers, and the fire?
在经过水的时候，经过江河的时候，经过火的时候，是有什么意义呢？
If you remember the two verses we read in the Revelations,
若是你在记得我们在启示录所读的两节经文的话，
Can you still remember the three materials that were used to build the city?
你还记得那建造城的三个材料吗？
What are the three materials?
是有哪三个材料呢？
Gold
是金金，
Precious stone
宝石，
And pearls
珍珠。
There's nothing else.
没有其他的材料。
There's nothing else you can find in the cities.
在那个城里面，你找不到其他的材料。
So where do you find gold?
那你在哪里找到金金呢？
Have you thought about where do you find gold?
你有没有想过在哪里找到金子呢？
Remember your Genesis?
记得创世纪吗？
In which you read many times.
就是你已经读过许多次的创世纪。
You know, in Genesis, there was a river flowing out of Eden, right?
在那边从伊甸园流出一条河。
And then the river divided into four.
那在那边那个河就分成四道。
And the first river is called Pishon.
那第一道河就叫比顺。
If you follow that river, you will find gold.
若是你顺着那条河走的话，你就找到金金。
So why we need to pass the rivers?
所以我们为什么需要经过江河呢？
To find gold.
乃是来找金子。
So then why do we need to pass the waters?
那我们为什么需要经过水呢？
Where do you find pearl?
你在哪里找到金子呢？
How do you find pearl today?
你在哪里找到珍珠呢？你今天在哪里找到珍珠？
You go to deep in the waters.
乃是你到深海里去。
The deeper the water, the better the pearl will be.
你海越水越深，那珍珠的质量越好。
The reason we have to pass the water is to find pearl.
我们需要经过那水，乃是来找到珍珠。
But why do we need fire?
那我们为什么需要经过火呢？
How do you find precious stone?
你怎么样找到宝石？
Precious stone are often in ore.
在这个宝石常常是在那个矿石里面。
How do you get the precious stone out of a piece of ore?
你怎么样把那个宝石从矿石里面取出来呢？
You pass the ore through the fire.
你让那个矿石经过火。
Then you find precious stone.
那你就能够找到宝石。
Now you understand this? The city is made of three materials.
那你现在就明白了，这个城是用三种材料建造的。
Gold.
金金。
How do you find gold?
你怎么样找到金子呢？
You have to pass through the rivers.
你必须要趟过江河。
How do you find precious stone?
那你怎么样找到宝石呢？
Pass through the fire.
你必须要经过火。
How do you find pearl?
那你怎么样找到珍珠呢？
Pass through the waters.
你必须要经过水。
This is the thought in God's mind.
这乃是神的意念。
This is God's ways.
这是神的道路。
It's much higher than our ways.
这是高过我们的。
And much higher than our thoughts.
高过我们的道路，高过我们的意念。
There is a purpose in waters and rivers and the fire.
当我们经过水、经过河、经过火的时候，是有目的的。
This thing will transform us into gold, precious stone, and pearls.
这些就能够把我们改变，成为金子，成为宝石，成为珍珠。
Gold symbolizes the light, divine life of Christ.
金子就说出神圣的生命。
That therefore, when you go into the city, you will see gold everywhere.
因此在你在那个城里面行走的时候，你看见到处都是金子。
And precious stones symbolize the honor and the glory from this divine life.
那宝石就说到这个尊贵跟荣耀从这个神圣的生命里出来的。
Then you will find that those wall and foundation stone are decorated with precious stone.
你就看到那个墙还有他们的根基都是用宝石做的。
And pearls symbolize the fellowship of his suffering.
那这珍珠就说到我们交通于他的苦难。
Throughout our life, God is looking for gold, precious stone, pearls in our life.
在我们的生活中，在我们的生命中，神就在寻找金子、宝石和珍珠。
By the time we see the Lord, nothing else matters.
当我们见主面的时候，没有一件事情是在乎的。
Only gold, precious stone, and pearls.
只有金子，只有宝石，只有珍珠。
Your degrees won't count anything.
你的学位算不了什么。
Your certification won't count for anything.
你所得到的这些执照算不了什么。
Your experiences, everything you wrote in your LinkedIn pages, count nothing.
你所有的你的你在 LinkedIn page 上面所写的一切也都算不了什么。
Everything everybody else said about you count nothing.
别人所说你的一切都也算不了什么。
It is gold.Precious stone and pearls.
只有金子，只有宝石和珍珠。
Therefore, we need to pass through the rivers, the waters, the fire.
因此，我们要经过水，我们要经过江河，我们要经过火。
Otherwise, how else can we get gold, precious stone and pearls?
否则，我们怎么能够得着金子、宝石和珍珠呢？
You know, God is really, really smart. I think.
神实在是非常非常的聪明。
He formed the twister into a precious stone.
他能够把一个这个欺骗人的人变成一个宝石。
You know, for us to understand, we need to look at this example.
要来帮助我们明白这件事，我们必须要看这个例子。
You know, how God can change the form, the twister into a precious stone.
那神是怎样把一个这个说谎的人变成一个宝石？
And he have Jacob pass through the fire.
他就让雅各经过火。
Who is the fire?
那谁是火呢？
His uncle Laban is the fire.
那就是他的舅父拉班。
You know, God is so smart.
因为神是非常聪明的。
You know, for a twister, God found a bigger, better twister.
为了这一个说谎的人，神就找了另外一个更好的。更会说谎的人。
Jacob thought he was the greatest twister.
雅各想他自己是一个最会说谎的人。
But his uncle is even better than him.
但是他的舅父比他更厉害。
You know, Jacob loved Rachel.
雅各爱拉结。
But Laban, his uncle, twisted Leah into his life.
但是拉班就用欺骗的手段把利亚。放到雅各的生活。
Not only twist Leah into his life and actually extend his labor for another 7 years.
不仅把利亚放到他的生活中，然后又叫他的叫他再为他又做7年工作。
那 such a twister, right?
这实在是一个非常欺骗的人。
So this twister became the fire to Jacob.
这个欺骗的人就变成对雅各变成一个火。
So he served, Jacob served Laban for 20 years.
雅各就服侍了拉班20年之久。
And 14 years for 2 daughters.
14年是为着他的两个女儿。
And 6 more years for the flock.
在为着羊群又服侍了他6年。
And Laban changed his wages 10 times.
然后拉班就10次改变了他的工价。
I'm pretty sure it's not salary increase.
我想一定不是增加他的薪水。
Otherwise, he would not complain about that.
否则他就不会抱怨了。
So he changed his salary 10 times downwards.
他一定是十次改变他的工价，而且越来越少。
What a fire!
这实在是何等的火焰。
For 20 years, you know, Jacob suffered by day of frost by night.
这在20年之久，他白日受干热，黑夜受寒霜。
By walking through this fire,Jacob was broken, and the treasure that's in him was revealed.
当雅各行过这个火的时候，他就完全被破碎，那他在他里面的那个生命就显明。
In other words, through the fire, Laban, Jacob became a precious stone.
就经过拉班这个火，雅各就变成了宝石。
So, brothers and sisters, who's the fire in your life?
弟兄姐妹们，在你的生命中，谁是火呢？
Think about.
你想一想。
There is one who is the fire.
在就有一个火。
It's almost burn you every day.
在每一天就在那边烧着你。
You need to thank him for the Lord.
你必须要为着这感谢神。
He is this person. It's the fire.
这个人就是那个火。
To turn you into a precious stone.
是要把你转变成为宝石。
Thank the Lord for him or her every day.
为着他来感谢神，每一天都来感谢神。
Because what the Lord will gain through the life is something of glory.
因为神所要经过这个火得着的是宝贵的。
And God also formed the struggler into gold.
那神又把这个争竞的一个人变成金子。
Jacob struggled all his life.
雅各在他一生里面都在那边争竞。
But finally, Jacob met a struggler.
但是最后雅各遇见了一个争竞的人。
And before he returned home to see his brother Esau,
在他回去看他哥哥以扫之前，
And he came to the river Jabbok.
他就来到亚伯的渡口。
And Jacob sent his wives and the flock and everything across the river.
雅各就把他的儿女们、把他的妻子们、把他的羊群、牲畜都过河了。
But he himself stayed behind.
但他自己却留在河的这一边。
Then came a struggler.
那晚上就来了一个人与他摔跤。
It was an angel.
那是一个天使。
The angel would struggle with Jacob all night until daybreak.
这个天使就与雅各整夜的摔跤。
When the angel saw that, he cannot overpower Jacob.
那当这个天使看见他自己没有办法胜过雅各的时候，
The angel touched the socket of his hip.
他就摸了雅各大腿的窝。
And his hip was dislocated.
那他的大腿就瘸了。
And Jacob became lame from that day.
雅各从那一天开始就是一个瘸腿的。
Now you see the reason that he need to come to that river.
你就知道现在他为什么要来到那个河的旁边。
On that day, that Jacob realized that he can no longer struggle by his own strength anymore.
在那一天，他就看见他不能够再靠着他自己的力量来争竞。
His natural strength was taken away from him.
他天然的力量就完全被挪去。
And from that day on, Jacob could no longer struggle with his own strength.
从那一天开始，雅各就不能够再靠他自己的力量来争竞。
He must on this earth live by the strength of the Lord.
在这世上生活的时候，他必须要靠着神的力量来生活。
In other words, he must live according to the life that's in him.
他必须要活着是照着在他里面的生命来活。
By passing through the river of Jabbok, Jacob became gold.
当雅各经过那亚伯渡口之后，他就变成了金子。
That river is necessity for him to pass.
那个江河是对他是一个必须的。
Without passing that river, Jacob would not become gold.
他没有经过那个江河，他就没有办法成为金子。
Then we see how God formed the supplanter into a pearl.
那我们又看见神是怎样把一个篡夺的人变成一颗珍珠。
Now he was a great supplanter.
他是一个很会篡夺别人的。
But one day, he met a number of other supplanters.
但是有一天，他遇见了一群其他的篡夺的人。
Very sadly, those supplanters were his own sons.
但是很可悲的，这些篡夺的人是他的儿子们。
No, Jacob loved Joseph, you know, the beloved son Joseph.
你知道雅各是爱他的儿子约瑟。
But the other sons.Envy Joseph.
那这些其他的儿子们就很嫉妒约瑟。
They want to take the positions of Joseph away from Joseph.
他们要把约瑟从他的那个地位上挪去。
So they one day they sold Joseph to Ishmaelites.
所以有一天，他们就把约瑟卖给了那以实玛利人。
And to cheat Jacob, they kill a lamb, kill a goat.
为了要欺骗雅各，他们就宰了一只羊。
They dip the tunic of Joseph in the blood of the goat.
他们把那约瑟的外衣就沾了那个羊的血。
They told Jacob that Joseph was killed, devoured by wild beasts.
那他们就回去告诉雅各说，约瑟是被恶兽吃掉了。
They were supplanters.
他们是篡夺的人。
They want to take the position that Joseph had.
他们要得着那个约瑟所占的那地位。
So they have this scheme to take that position away from Joseph.
因此他们就用这个诡计来夺那个地位。
This was a deep water for Jacob.
这个对雅各，这是河一个深的水。
And we can say that this was the darkest hour in his life.
我们也可以说是这个在雅各的生命中是一个最黑暗的时候。
And he suffered greatly for this.
他在这件事情上，他是受了极大的苦难。
He said, "Surely I will go down to Sheol in mourning of my son."
因为他说，我必悲哀着下阴间到我儿子那里。
He said, "I will be mourning from this day until I die."
他的意思说，他从今天一直到他死的那一天，他一直都是活在悲哀的里
面。He refused to be comforted.
他不肯受安慰。
This was a deep, deep water for Jacob.
这对雅各而言是一个深、很深的水。
If you read the book of Genesis, I wish you can sense that deep suffering in Jacob for Joseph.
当你读创世纪的时候，我盼望你能够实在能够感觉到那个在雅各心里面为着约瑟的那个深深的悲哀。
Even many many years later, when the story of Benjamin came out, you can still sense the sorrow of Jacob toward Joseph.
当许多年过去了，当那个便雅悯的事情出生的发生的时候，你仍然能够感觉到雅各的悲哀。
He endured tremendous suffering.
他实在经过了极大的苦难。
But in the deep water, Jacob fellowship with God's suffering.
但是在这个深海里面，他就经历了与神的一个交通与神的苦难。
Because our God the Father will also lose his own son.
因为我们的神也失去了他的爱子。
Therefore, through passing these deep waters, that Jacob became a pearl.
因此经过这个深水以后，雅各就变成了珍珠。
This is God's ways.
这个是神的道路。
This is God's way toward us as well.
这也是神在我们身上的工作的道路。
Brothers and sisters, are you afraid of these things?
弟兄姐妹们，你是否惧怕这些事呢？
Of course we are.
当然我们都会惧怕的。
Jacob was afraid as well.
雅各也是何等的惧怕。
But we come back to the verse 1. God said, "Do not fear."
因此我们回到第一节，耶和华神就说，不要害怕。
For I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine.
因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名召你，你是属我的。
Redeem means retrieve.
救赎就是说到拿回来，取回来。
Recover.
恢复。
Liberate.
释放。
If we go down into waters, our Lord will retrieve us out of the waters.
当我们经过那深水的时候，我们的主就把我们从那边深水中取出来。
If we are in the river, our Lord will recover us from the rivers.
当我们趟过那江河的时候，神就把我们从那边来恢复。
If we are in the fire, the our Lord will liberate us from the fire.
我们在火中的时候，神就把我们从火中来释放出来。
There are waters and rivers, the fire in front of us.
在我们的前面有水、有河、有火。
Because God called us to become gold, precious stone, and pearls.
因为神呼召我们要成为金子、 宝石和金和珍珠。
There are no other ways to become gold, precious stone, and pearls.
没有其他的道路会能够方法使我们成为金子、宝石和珍珠。
You and I may wish there will be other ways, but there are no other ways.
你我也许以为有其他的道路，有其他的方法。
God call us by our name to pass through the things.
但是我们没有其他的道路，我们的神是提我们的名来召我们的。
But we thank the Lord, He promised that He will be with us in the waters.
我们感谢主，他应许我们，他必与我们在水中。
He will be with us in the rivers.
他也必与我们同在，当我们淌过江河的时候。
He will be with us in the fire.
我们在火中的时候，他也必与我们同在。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you.
当我们经过水的时候，他必与我们同在。
And through the river, they will not overflow you.
当经过河的趟过河江河的时候，水必不漫过我。
When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will be flame burn you.
在火中行过的时候，你必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身
上。We will not be alone.
我们不是孤单的。
We'll always be above the waters.
我们永远是在水之上。
And we will not be harmed by the fire.
我们也不会被火所烧伤。
Therefore, do not fear.
因此，不要害怕。
Because we are His.
因为我们是属他的。
No, Brother George wrote a beautiful psalm.
我们乔治弟兄写的那个美丽的诗歌。
You know, he went blind at age of 18.
当他在十八岁的时候，他就成为瞎眼的。
And before that, he fell in love with a girl.
在那之前，他就爱上了一个女孩子。
But after realizing this brother was going blind, this girl broke the marriage and stopped the relationship.
但是当这个女孩子知道说乔治弟兄将会变成瞎眼的时候，她就解除了婚约，就离开了
他。Our brother remained single for the rest of his life.
我们的弟兄就在他余生都是单身的。
So this is the deep waters.
对他而言，这是一个深水。
So oftentimes, you know, this sorrow will come over him.
许多的时候这个悲哀就好像漫过他。
But then our Lord demonstrated that He was there.
那我们的神就向他显明，他在那里。
Therefore, this song, this hymn, is the fruit of passing that deep waters.
这个诗歌就是在他经过那深水之后，产生出来的一个果子。
Without passing through the deep water.We won't have this beautiful hymn today.
没有经过深水，就不会，今天我们不会有这首美丽的诗歌。
You read the verses in this hymn.
你当你在读这个诗歌的词句的时候，
It is so real.
是何等的真实。
And it's so touching.
是何等摸着你。
You can see that Lord is with him.
你可以看见那主是与他同在。
Lord is with him in that deep water.
那个主与他同在，当他在深水之中之
后。Then what we hear, what we saw today, is a pearl.
当我们今天所看见的、所听见的，就是一颗珍珠。
You can only get pearl by fellowshipping with his suffering.
只有在我们与交通与他的苦难。之后我们才能够得到珍珠。
So deep water are nothing to be afraid of.
所以不要惧怕深水。
And number one, God will be with us.
因为第一点神必与你同在。
Number two, God will gain something of glory when we pass through that waters.
第二点，当我们经过那深水之后，神要能够得着那荣耀的事。
He gave us this promise because we are His.
他给我们这个应许，因为我们属他的。
Brother and sister, I'd like to conclude by mentioning two things.
弟兄姐妹们，我愿意做一个总结，提到两件事情。
The first conclusion is that the waters, the rivers, and the fire are in front of us.
第一个就是这个水、江河、火都在我们的前面。
I pray the Lord that this morning that you actually see them.
我也求主让我们今天早上就能够看见。
You understand what it really are.
能够明白到底是什么。
It is waters, is the rivers, is the fire. But I pray the Lord you will see the purpose of those things.
虽然是水、是江河、是火，但是求主让我们能够看见这个目的。
We have a calling to be a people of God's possessions.
神呼召我们成为属他的子民。
And in order to achieve God's calling, we need to be gold.Precious stones and pearls.
为了要得着得到得到这个神的呼召，我们必须要成为金子、宝石和珍珠。
And God have designed the waters and rivers and the fire around us to form us into gold, precious stones and pearls.
因此，神就在我们的周围为我们设计了水、江河和火，为了要把我们变成金子。宝石和珍珠。
As we pass through them, we obtain something for glory.
当我们经过这一切事情的时候，我们就得到那荣耀的事。
Remember that we will not stay in them.
记住，我们并不永远停留在那里。
We only passing through.
我们不过是经过。
You know, the key word in these two verses is through.
在这节圣经里面，一个很重要的字就是经过。
Through the waters.
经过水
through the river,
经过江河
through the fire,
经过火
He will be with us all the time.
他必永远与我们同在
He will always be us, always be with us.
他会永远与我们同在
If we understand the calling,
当我们明白这个呼召的时候
oftentimes we're in deep waters.
许多的时候，当我们在深水里的时候
，over in the rivers，
或者是我们在江河里
，over in the fire，
或者是在火中
，but we have no understanding on God's purpose in those things。
我们却不明白神在神的目的。
Therefore, we use our own method. We twist, we supplant, we struggle.
因此，我们就用我们自己的方法，我们欺骗，我们篡夺，我们增进。
God called us to understand His purpose.
神呼召我们，要我们能够明白他的心意。
So we can rest our weary soul.
好叫我们能够安息我们疲倦的心灵。
Do not struggle with the fire.
不要与火来争竞。
Do not struggle with the waters.
不要与水来争竞。
Do not struggle with the rivers.
不要与江河来挣扎。
They were there for our good.
他们在那里是为了叫我们得益处。
Praise the Lord for waters.The rivers and the fire in our life.
要为着在我们生活里的水、江河和火来赞美我们的神。
And understand that He called us by our name.
我们要知道他是提我们的名来找我们。
And we are His.
我们是属于他的。
Second conclusions.
第二点。
And how do we respond to this calling?
那我们如何来回应这样子的呼召呢？
I think we can respond in a very simple way.
我们可以一个很简单的方法来回应。
As our brother Jim encouraged us to do.
就是我们 Jim 弟兄也这样子如此来激励我们的。
We should all respond to our Lord's simple way.
我们应该就这样简单的来反应来向神回应。
We can tell God in the simple words.
我们可以用简单的话来对神说。
I heard that you created me.
我听见了你创造了我。
You formed me.
你造成了我。
You redeemed me.
你救赎了我。
You call me by name.
你呼召我的按我的名来召我。
And I'm yours.
我属于你的。
I think that's our response.
这就是我们的回应。
I want to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I am yours.
我们就回到主面前说主啊我属于你
If you are in the waters
若是你在水中
If you are in the rivers
若是你在江河中
If you are walking through the fire
当你行过火中的时候
You can talk to the Lord
你可以对神说
Lord, I am yours.
主啊，我是你的。
Save me.
救我。
Putting the responsibility back to the Lord.
把这个责任放回到神的身上。
No reason to struggle anymore.
不需要再挣扎。
Because you are His.
因为你属他。
Therefore, you can come to Him and say, Lord, I am yours.
因此我们能够来到他的面前跟他说，主，我们属于你。
I'm in the deep waters.
我现在在这深水之中。
I can't get out.
我出不来。
But I am yours.
但是我是属于你的。
You saved me.
你拯救我。
I am in these rivers.
我现在在这个江河里面。
I can't get past.
我过不去。
But I am yours.
但是我是属于你的。
You saved me.
你救我。
I am in the fire.
我现在在火中。
Almost get burned.
好像快要被烧着一
样。Not been burned yet.
但是还没有被烧着。
Because God promised.
因为神的应许，我们。
But I'm almost get burned.
但是好像快要被烧着了。
If you don't save me.
若是你不救我的话。
I may be burned.
我就会被烧着了。
Because I'm yours.
因我是属于你的。
Save me.
救我。
Very simple.
非常的简单。
And we should confess to the Lord.
我们也需要向神讲承认。
I am Jacob.
我是雅各。
I know myself.
我知道我的自己。
And you also know me.
你也知道我。
I am a twister, a splinter, and a struggler.
我是一个说谎的人，我是一个篡夺的人。
And here I am.
我是尊敬的人，我就在这里。
I'm in the waters, I'm in the river, I'm in the fire.
我在水中，我在江河中，我在火中。
But I'm yours.
但是我是属你的。
You save me.
救我。
This should be our daily devotions.
这个应该成为我们每日的灵修。
This is called daily devotions.
这就是我们每日的灵修。
You know, we have all had different idea what daily devotion should be.
我们每一个人都对每天每日的灵修有不同的想法。
Brother and sister, this is as simple as it can be. If every morning you can come to the Lord and say, Lord, I am yours, you have done your daily devotions.
若是我们每一天早上能够来到主面前，就说主啊，我是属于你的，这就是你的灵修。
If that is the spiritual reality, you truly dedicate yourself to be His. You say you are His. I am yours every day that you have done your daily devotion.
这就是我们每一天能够把我们自己完全交在主的手中。我们这就是我们的灵修，因为我们对主说，我们是属于你的。
Therefore, you can't have any excuse, no time for daily devotion.
所以你没有借口说你没有时间灵修了。
You can sit in your car as if you start a car and say, Lord, I am yours.
当你坐在车子里面要开始发动的时候，你就可以跟神说：“主，我属于你。”
And you save me from the traffic.
你拯救我。
When you go to the work, you sit down, you say, Lord, I am yours.
当你到了公司里以后坐下来，你就说：“主啊，我是属于你的。”
You save me.
拯救我。
Before you go home, enter into the door of your house, you say, Lord, I am yours.
当你回家的，在你进门之前，你就说：“主啊，我是属于你的。”
Before I see my wife, before I see my children,
在我看见我的妻子和我的孩子之前
，Before you turn the door, you say, "Lord, I am yours."
在你开门之前，你就说：“主啊，我是你的。”
I'm going to open the door into the fire.
我要打开门进到火焰之中。
I'm going to open the door into the waters.
我要打开门进到深水之中。
I'm going to open the door into the rivers.
我要打开门进到那江河之
中。Lord, before I open the door.
但是在我开门之前。
I'm going to do my afternoon devotions.
我就做我下午的灵修。
Lord, I'm yours.
主，我是你的。
You save me.
拯救我。
This is daily devotions.
这是我们每日的灵修。
Daily devotion is not.You know, 30 minutes or an hour. Nothing wrong with 30 minutes or an hour.
每日的灵修并不是说要30分钟或一个小时。当然30分钟或一个小时是没有错的。
Daily devotion is the moment by moment when you face the waters, the rivers, the fire, you say, Lord, I am yours.
每日的灵修乃是当我们遇见那个深水江河火焰的时候，我们每时每刻都对主说：“我是属你的。”
If I use the spiritual term, you all knew this. This is called consecration.
若是我用一个属灵的词句的话，我想你们大家都知道，就是这是一个奉献的生活。
You know, Testament is called burnt offering.
在在旧约里面是靠翻是叫
翻
祭。
In New Testament, it's called living sacrifice.
在新约里面就是活祭。
But we're not so spiritual. Let's use simple term.
但是我们并不是那么属灵，所以我们用非常简单的话词句。
And simple term is, Lord, I am yours.
最简单的就是主啊，我是你的。
So you save me.
拯救我。
My sisters, this is the encouragement.
弟兄姐妹们，这个是何等的鼓励。
Before the waters, before the rivers, before the fire.
在水之前，在江河，在火之前。
This is the Christian walk.
这就是我们基督徒的生活。
It's not complicated.
并不是复杂的。
It's never complicated.
你从来不会是复杂的。
It's very, very simple.
总是非常简单的。
It's a relationship between a child and his father.
乃是一个孩子与父亲之间的一个关系。
You know, you have a child, maybe like Elia. When you have a child,
你有一个孩子，也许像 Elia 弟兄有一个孩子。
When this child is in trouble,
当这个孩子遇到困难的时候。
Turn to his father.
他就转向父亲。
He'll do this and run to his father.
他就这样手向放起来，就跑向父亲。
As simple as that.
这就是如此的简单。
This child has a devotion for his father.
这个孩子是向单单向着他的父亲。
And that's what we have to do.
这也是我们要做的。
Return to a child.
要回到小孩子的形状。
Otherwise, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
否则你就没有办法进到进入天国。
It's something that you and I can practice every moment, every day.
这个是你我在每时每刻中每一天都能够操练的。
Especially when you're about to enter into the waters, the river, and the fire.
特别是当你就要进入到深水江河和火焰中的时候。
Remember, turn to the Father and say, I am yours.
记住，就转向父亲，对他说，我是属你的。
And you save me.
拯救我。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning again. We can come before your word and fellowship upon.These words.
天父，我们感谢你。早上我们能够来到你的话语之前，能够一同有交通你的话语。
I pray that this morning, the Holy Spirit will open this word to all of us.
愿意早上这圣灵把这些话语都向我们打开。
So we will have an understanding of your love toward us.
我们能够叫我们能够明白你向着我们的爱。
May you turn our heart into a heart of a child.
愿意你把我们的心转向像一个小孩子的心。
When we are in trouble, we will turn our heart to you.
当我们遇见难处的时候，我们就来转向你。
When we are in waters and river and the fire, we remember that we are yours.
当我们在水中、在江河里面、在火中的时候，我们就想起来我们是属于你的。
You have a purpose for us.
你向着我们有你的目的。
Therefore, we can rest our soul in your purpose.
好叫我们能够把我们的心灵安息在你的里面。
We can yield our torch to you.
我们能够把我们的残灯让在你的手中。
I'll pray for every one of us here today.
我们为着在座的每一个人都祷告。
Pray specifically for those who are in the waters right now.
特别是那为着那些孩子目前在水里面的人。
Pray those who are in the rivers right now.
那些在江河里的。
Those are passing through the fire.
那些正在经过火焰的。
Use this word as encouragement.
愿意用这些话语成为我们的鼓励。
Remind us that there's a promise.
提醒我们你的应许。
That you are with us.
你与我们同在。
You are with us in the waters and river and the fire.
你在我们在水中在江河在火中的时候你都与我们同在。
There is a purpose in those things.
当我们经过这些事的时候是有个目的。
You will gain something of glory for glory.
你要得到那荣上加荣的。
We pray that this morning that you encourage our spirit and our heart.
愿意今天早上再次来鼓励我们的心灵。
That us have a good understanding what that devotion should be.
让我们真是能够明白那灵修的真目的是什么。
Therefore, we can continue to present ourselves as yours.
让我们能够继续不断的把我们自己是成为你的，让给你。
Now we pray that what you have said to Jacob will also be in our heart.
愿你对雅各所说的也在我们的心中。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.